Lekutas Sichas, Chelek Yud Gimel, Parsha Koirach, Sicha Aleph. The Torah tells the story about Koirach and that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, separate yourself from these people and I'm going to destroy them. So the Pasuk continues, Ala Kosov, Vayiplu Al Pneim, and they fell on their face and they prayed to Hashem that He should not destroy those people. Matik Rashi. Rashi quotes the words from the Pasuk, Keil Elokei Haruchais, O God, the God of spirits, Umefarish, and he explains, Yedeim Achshavas, what does he mean, Elokei Haruchais, that you know people's thoughts, you can read thoughts. Ein Midascha Kemidas Basav Adam, you are not like a flesh and blood king, Melech Basav Adam Shetzar Chalav Mitzis Medina, a regular king, if part of his country rebelled against him. He doesn't know which one is the sinner. Therefore, when he gets angry, Nifra Mekolami takes revenge against all of them. But you, Lefanacha Galuyas Kolamachshavas, you know all people's thoughts. So you know who is the sinner. So kill them, but don't kill everybody. It would seem that the meaning of Rashi here is L'dayik she'ein l'farash elekei haruchais b'mubim shal neshomis, that over here the meaning of haruchais, the God of the haruchais, does not mean the God of the spirits, of the souls. Elekemuva b'mubim shal machshavis. Over here, ruchais means thoughts. U'pirush elekei haruchais. What does he mean by elekei haruchais? Elekimah yedei machshavis. You are Hashem who knows people's thoughts. U'kameshu metzin v'pashas ha'kaidmes. Kedemis, as we find in the previous parasha of Avdi Kolev, where Hashem says, however, my servant Kolev, Ekev Hoysa Ruach Acheres Imai, since he had a different Ruach. Shetevas Ruach Hanem Rabo, Inyon Machshava. He had another intention. That's what Kolev had, a different intention, not a different soul, not a different neshama. So we see that the word haruchais also means thoughts or intentions. By chochal zeh rak lefi zu muvenes hashaycha shalas cholas adibur lekeirus mashkazav lachrei zeh, because, and how does Rashi know that over here haruchais means thoughts or intentions? Because only then does it make sense that lekeiruchais leads to the next part of what he said. But ish echad yechtav al kol eido tiktzeit. Is it right that one person will sin and you should get angry at everybody else? So what did he mean by that? Since Hashem knows what everybody's thinking, He knows who the sinner was and who to get angry at. But if haruchas here means that of the souls, then it's hard to understand. What's the connection between Hashem being the God of the souls, and therefore he shouldn't get angry at this one? What's the connection between the two ideas? Therefore, Rashi knows that over here, Aruchas means Hashem who knows thoughts. And that's why Rashi continues this idea, and he says that you are not like any other king. You do know who is the one that sinned. In other words, that according to what I'm saying, that elokei ruchas means thoughts. Now that it means thoughts, now we understand the continuation of the pasuk. Now the mashul makes sense, and that's how he knows that haruchas here means thoughts. B'tzorach lahavin. So we have to understand about this. Aleph number one. Lomar l'Rashi l'hasbir adover she'ei midascha k'midas basav adam. Why does Rashi have to continue on with this mashul that the Eibishter is not like a regular king? Al yidei hamashul shel hamelech basav adam. Ezu havhora betesis bir yesh laydei mashul zeh. What does this mashul explain any better than just a simple idea that Hashem knows thoughts and therefore He knows who was the one that sinned? Why do you have to bring a mashul from a regular king that He doesn't know but you do know? What becomes more clear through this mashul? Beis, beim yesh b'mashul zu eze hasbara beinyan. And if there is, for some reason, which we may soon get to understand, but if there is a reason why this Moshel gives a better explanation, and that's why Rashi quotes it, why did Rashi not quote this Moshel earlier in the Torah, the Parsha Vayera, namely in Parsha Vayera, B'tainas Avram Avinu, where Avram Avinu said, Hadoyme l'cheira l'tainam matainas meishu b'inyaneinu. Avram Avinu also said a similar idea to what Moshe Rabbeinu said here about the stoim. U'meile gam sham masim l'havi moshel says. So therefore over there he could have also brought the same moshel. What did Avram Avinu say? B'negei l'stoim ha'af tispa tzadik im rosha. Will you destroy a tzaddik together with a rasha? In other words, the same idea as Moshe Rabbeinu said. So why doesn't Rashi say over there the same moshel that since you know who the sinners are, so destroy them and don't destroy the tzaddikim? Gimel, hare gam melech basav adam, even a regular king, a normal regular king, be'im moshel b'tzaddik b'yosher, if he is a righteous king, if he's a normal king, not a despot, hare k'sheyichte echad, if one person sins, l'yanash anoshim rabim, he's not going to go punish all kinds of people because one person sinned. Kim sheyimne shayfed v'cholu. What he'll do is he'll appoint an inquiry, the sheyachke v'yadrish v'yivarer, that should look into the matter and find out and investigate. Mi achayta, who is the one that is guilty? Ba'filu imhu ba'efen sheyev shelavarer mi achayta. And even if it's not possible to find out who is guilty. Hare adayin deirish biur. Still, it needs to be understood, v'chibish vil zeh sholei huvra miu ha'echad, because he couldn't find out who the guilty one is. Shechata, the one that did commit the sin, yanish melech yosher heilech as kulam. A normal, regular person would go punish a whole bunch of people because he doesn't know who the one that's guilty is? Obviously not. So why even a normal person wouldn't do that? Dalit. Pasach Rashi b'loshin sorcha ola miktsas medina. Rashi begins the mashal with part of the country soured against him, or some word like that, did something that was bad against him. A messiah in b'loshin miachaita. He starts with the word sorcha and he ends with the word sinning. Why does he change the wording from the beginning to the end? Either stick with sarcha or stick with chayte. Hey, came also Masayim Rashi any day mi achayte loshin yochid. Rashi at the end he says, I don't know who the sinner is. The loyka psicha shesarcha lo miktsas medina. Whereas in the beginning he said there were a number of people that committed this treason or whatever they did against the king. So it starts with a few people and then it ends up with only one person. Why does he change that? Base. Achakach matik Rashi, atevis ha'ish echot. The next Rashi is, he quotes the words one person, umefarish hu hachayta, he is the sinner, va'ata al kolei the tiktsev, whereas you're going to get angry at everybody. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu yofa amarta, so Hashem said, you're saying good, you're right. I know who it was, and I will notify everybody who it was, who sinned and who did not sin. So regarding this, we also have to understand. Aleph, number one. Mahi hakavonas Rashi bepirush zeh. What does Rashi mean to express by this explanation, this whole back and forth? Shebemokim v'ish echad yechta shenema b'kra. The pasuk says, "Will one person be the sinner?" That's what the pasuk said. What does Rashi add to that? He adds, "Hu hachayta, he is the sinner." V'haysef tevas va'ata al kola eda tiktsev. And then the pasuk also says, "Will you get angry at the whole nation?" So what does Rashi add to that? Va'ata, and you will get angry at the whole nation. So Rashi doesn't really add much to what the actual pasuk says. All he sticks in is one word here and one word here. He doesn't seem to be explaining anything more than the pasuk is saying literally. So why does he need, what does this Rashi have to be said at all. Beis. Be'im kavanas Rashi lefarish be'eza oifen shu mashkotav ve'ish echad yechta v'gam v'al kol ha'eda tiktzav. If somehow he is explaining something more about these words, ha'v'le'lahate gam tevas elu, he should have quoted also those words. In fact, he only quotes ha'ish echad, and he doesn't quote v'ala kol ha'eda tiktzav, even though he seems to be adding something to that explanation as well. So he should have quoted those words too. Or at least, if he writes v'geimer, we would understand that it's also the continuation of the pasuk is also going to be discussed. Gimel, my kavanas Rashi b'zeshe meisif ha'inyan, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu yofa. What does Rashi mean when the response of Hashem was, "You said well, and I will let them know." What is the point of this? How does that explain what the pasuk is saying? You say to him as even more. Dalit. B'mayna l'taynis Moshe, in response to what Moshe said, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Hey olu misaviv l'mishkan k'orach dasam v'aviram. In the pasuk, what does it say? That Hashem said, remove yourself from the area where k'orach dasam v'aviram live. V'akosu mefarash ha'inash yigiyah l'shloshtam, and the pasuk actually specifies what happened to the three of them. They got swallowed up by the earth. Al Pisa ina moving mash because of Rashi. So then we have to understand what does Rashi say here. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yafa Amarta. Hashem said you say well. Hainu Kodesh Baruch Hu maskim l'tainus Moshe. In other words, Hashem agrees with Moshe. Ha'ish echad v'tevis elumatik Rashi yechta. That should one person sin, and Rashi is the one says one person. V'arei Kodesh Baruch Hu idia shaloi echad chata l'shloisha. In Rashi says, I know who sinned and who didn't sin, and it's Ish Echad. In the pasuk, it's quoted as Ish Echad. In the end, Hashem says it's three people. So he changes from one person to three people. Hey, Yodeya L'chayra Miyusar. When Hashem says, I know who it is, why does he have to say that? I know who it is. Ki achidushu rak ani media. What is really meant, what really is important is that you'll see who the sinner is. The important thing is not, I know who the sinner is, that's obvious. I will let you know who the sinner is, that's what's important. In fact, the medrash from which Rashi takes this discussion over there, Taka doesn't say that Hashem said, I know who the sinner is. Rashi adds those words, I know who the sinner is. Why does he add that? And what does it mean? Why is it important to add that Hashem said, I know who it is? The Kololos Inyan Kasha. So these are questions about the details of the story. But as a general question, we could ask, in the whole story, as it's told in the Psukim, we see that there were many people involved in this whole machlekes between Korach and Moshe. Vayakumu, a day arose means more than one. Vaanoshim ibn Yisrael chamishim masayim. There were 250 other people. And they gathered against Moshe v'Aaron. So they, a gathering, means a whole bunch of people. And that Moshe spoke to Korach and his whole group. And he rebuked them, all of this whole group. And he said to them, you and your whole group who are rising up against Hashem. So we see many, many times that it's mentioned that there was a whole bunch of people involved. Over Pirush Rashi. And Rashi says also, Shekvar zeh b'yodim sirchen ha'revi. This is already the fourth time that they messed up. Chotu be'egel, the egel and so on. Shemekol zeh mochach shaloi echad bovat chotu me'bachle gezu. It wasn't just one person that was involved here. V'gam lefi daita shal Moshe. Even according to Moshe, it wasn't one person. Like Moshe is saying, will one person, if just because of one person, you'll punish everybody. But Moshe himself was saying, you and your whole group. So then what does he mean when he says to Hashem, that if one person sins, it's not one person, it's a whole bunch of people. Again and again, the Pasuk tells it does. And Moshe Rabbeinu is also speaking to them constantly, you and your whole group. So what does he mean when he says one person? Gimel. Ba'bir b'cholzeh. So to explain all this. B'pirushi ala Pasuk v'yakel aleim k'irach. What does Rashi say on the Pasuk previous to this one? That k'irach brought the whole group again to Moshe. What does Rashi say? Holochetz l'shvatim, that Kairach went around to the different shvatim, to the yidden of all the shvatim. Upita oisam, and he convinced them. He sold them a bill of goods. Kisvurim atem shalai levadi ani makpid. He said to them, "You think I'm only protecting my own turf? Ani makpid ele b'shvil kulchem. I am not. It's not. I'm not out for myself. I'm trying to protect all of you." Ach nispatu kulam. He said, "You know, look, Moshe Rabbeinu is taking all the glory for himself and his family and so on. And I, why shouldn't everybody get to share? So I'm doing it for you. I'm not doing it for myself. I'm doing it for everybody." So, and they became convinced. So they all gathered to the Pesach Ohel Moed. I think they came to the Mishkan and so on. Haynu shekeirach hu ashepita es anshei eida. In other words, we see that it was Keirach that was going around and convincing people to rise up against Moshe. And he drew them in with his word, that he's doing it for their good. Until then, he started complaining against Moshe Ba'aron. And the same is true also for those who were the heads of the Machlekes, Shehim Dosan Va'aviram, which Anoshim and Esochem Ishim Umasayim. It's also true about Dasan Baviram and the other 250 people that were considered to be the main rabble rousers. What does it mean? Also them. He was the one that convinced them. Kumeisha Pirush Rashi, as Rashi says, Bishvil Shahoye Shevet Ruben Shemimena Hoye Dasan Baviram Verubam Shel Hareshnun Ish Shorui. Rashi explains that because Dasan Baviram, who were from Shevet Reuven, and the other 250 were also mostly from Shevet Reuven. How did they get involved in all this? Because Shevet Reuven was near, was next to, they were the neighbors of Kahos. They both camped next to each other. Shekenk leKahos ubanav nishtat shachen because they were neighbors in the way the camp was set out. Nishtatfu im Keirach b'machlekasa, that's why they joined Keirach in the machlekas. So in other words, this was Keirach's machlekas. They were neighbors, so he convinced them and they joined him also. V'haynu shishtatfu sim b'machlekas ba'al yidei zeh shekeirach pita oisam v'yisisam ad shenin v'lem shetaynosei nechayna. In other words, that it was only because Keirach convinced them and he, until they were convinced that he was doing it for their good. Avol heimitzad atzmam, but they on their own lule pitur shel Keirach, if not for Keirach coming and creating, starting this whole thing, lo yoyin nechnasam al machlekezu, they wouldn't have started this whole machlekes. This was Keirach's machlekes, and he convinced the rest of them to join him. Av shebavadei ein lo adam leitzadek. And although it's certainly true that no person has the right to use, to justify his bad behavior by blaming it on somebody else. She'ein hua oshem, it's not my fault. This thing that I did wrong is not my fault. Because he convinced me to do it. Of course that's not justification. Because a person needs to stay away from people that are evil. And even if you can't stay away, you also have to have a strong self. You know, your own opinion has to be strong enough and completely spoiled, not to be able to easily be swayed and convinced. But so although it's not justification for them, but still, ultimately, it was because of Keirach that this whole thing started, and he convinced them to join him. V'zui kavanas Rashi behaviyay mashul lemelech basav adam shesarcha ala miktzas medina. This is what Rashi is trying to say when he tells you the mashul of a king that the part of the country rose up against him. Haynu ledayik shanagasam haisa srucha. In other words, that what they did was they soured their relationship with the king. They did something which was despicable to the king. Like the word sarcha means, you know, it's soured. But not that they had any true intent to commit treason against the king. That's not what their intent was. Certainly not in a way that they would be deserving death for doing that. So in other words, Rashi brings it down to the level of they did a bad thing. They did something which was ugly to the king, but not that they were trying to overthrow the king or anything like that. Not something seriously something that would require a very serious punishment like death. Omnom, however, but since there were people that did commit this bad act, so obviously if a whole bunch of people did something like that, there must be a ringleader, one person that must be creating this whole thing. She sees him being leader that brought them to this kind of behavior. And this person, the ringleader, he is the sinner. He's the one that committed a bad sin. He is the one that is committing treason against the king. And that's what Rashi means when he said, I don't know who the sinner is. He means not who the sinners are. They're not sinners. They made a bad mistake. They did something stupid. They did something terrible. They did something ugly to the king. But the question is, who's ringleading here? Who's the one that's committing the big sin? That's why he says it b'loshen yachid. Haynu hameisiz v'agoyrim la'asichin. Who is the one that's causing everybody to commit this terrible act? Mashenkin anshe miktzas hamedina. But talking about the rest of the people of the country, the ones that actually did it, shein l'kresim chaitim, they're not to be seen as treasonous. Elisha sirchin yeshkam, but they did something ugly and bad and stupid. V'lachem b'melo bosav adam. And therefore, by a regular king, since he doesn't know who the ringleader is, so he punishes all the people that committed the ugly act. If he were able to pinpoint the ringleader, he would deal with him, and everybody else would be let off. Because he has a right and is justified to punish them all, because they all did commit a sin. So that's how he would have to treat it, because he doesn't know who the ringleader is. But you, Hashem, you know what's going through everybody's mind. You know who the ringleader is. Therefore, Moshe was saying, what do you want from the rest of them? They're just hapless fools. They got caught up in something bigger than them. And it's Kairach, it's one person that's ringleading the whole thing. Just deal with him and leave them alone. Why should they be punished to be destroyed because that one person deserves to be destroyed? And Rashi fits this that Moshe said, he fits it into the pasuk. The second Rashi that we quoted before, which Rashi seems to be just quoting words in the pasuk and sticks in two words into the pasuk, that's Rashi trying to fit this narrative into the words of the pasuk, and it's really not meant to be a separate Rashi. It's just meant to be a continuation of the previous Rashi. But the printers, maybe they made, they thought that it was a separate Rashi. Elok, Hemshel of Mashiach, the Kosev of Nezer, really it's supposed to be a continuation of the previous Rashi. B'yadeya atami achaita, you know who the sinner is. Ha'ish echad hu achaita. It's only the one guy that is really the sinner. That's what Rashi's adding here. Hu achaita. Only one person can really be accused of being the sinner. Avo shara amrak sarchu, because the rest of them are only made a mistake, let's call it. Va'ata ha'yadeya machshavos, and you, the one that knows, al kol ha'eda tiktzei b'tmiya, you should get angry at everybody instead of at the one person that committed the sin. So therefore, in response to Moshe Rabbeinu's taina, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yofa Amarta. So Hashem says, you know, you're right. V'akavona b'zeh l'klolus ta'anos shel Moshe. And this response was to the general idea of what Moshe is saying. She'ein lahanish elas hachaita, not to punish only the person who was truly at fault. V'loi elu shirak sarchu, and not the people who just tagged along and got caught up into it. Ulam and gaila pratza, that's true in a general sense. Only the person that is guilty should be punished, not the people that got caught up. But in the particulars of this story, it wasn't exactly the way Moshe thought. There was only one person that was at fault. I know who was really at fault. It wasn't just one person like you think. And I will let you know, you'll see who is the true sinners, because it's going to be more than one. And it's not only Kerech alone who was at fault here, Lagam Dosim Ba'avirim Chata, because Dosim Ba'avirim were also the ringleaders. Mashenk and Shareida, of course, but not the rest of the people. V'zeo Shomer Gosh Baruch Hu, Halu Misaviv, L'mishkan Kerech, Dosim Ba'avirim. That's why the Eivishter said, remove yourself from, not only from Kerech, but from Kerech, Dosim Ba'avirim, because they're all ringleaders and they're all going to be destroyed. Because all three of them are in the category of the true sinners. That's the answer to to all these questions in Rashi, and the way Rashi explains this narrative. The lesson to us in a person's personal avoda, that we can derive from this Rashi in the Pnimis Yonim, Mesuper Beparsha. The parsha tells us, "Shasholach Moshe likri l'dasim v'aviram." Moshe sent a message to summon Dasim v'aviram. Come to Moshe. V'heim mianu, and they refused to come. Lovey. V'anu ba'azus gula. They answered in a very brazen way. Hama'at ki elisonu. Is it not enough that you brought us out of Mitzrayim to kill us here in the midbar? Ha'eni anoshim ha'im tanakir. Even if you stab out our eyes, we're not going to come to you. At asher. Until they answered in such a brazen way that it bothered him. Moshe got upset about the way they were speaking. This shows that they were not just a bunch of followers of Kerach, Dosan Baviram. They spoke with great chutzpah. But that they were truly part of the plot. And even after all this, Moshe Rabbeinu still attempted to judge them favorably. And he wanted to blame it all on one person, meaning Kairach, and even Dasan Bavirim should be let off. This teaches us this is true, that everybody should behave this way. And in fact, everybody has a little bit of Moshe in them. That we have to bring into our, inculcate into our own souls the same kind of attitude. To always judge another person favorably. And even if the person seems to be behaving in a way that there's no way to justify what he's doing. How do you justify what he's doing? Like Dasan Bavirim, it's hard to justify them. Even so, you still have to find some justification. And if you judge a person favorably, even that kind of a person, then you will do whatever you can to bring him back and place him in the good place.